Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Rebels like me, I guess, who, you know, I don't pretend to not do business differently, right? Like, I am not following anyone's formula. I am not doing the things I'm supposed to do. And, you know, for the most part, it's working. But from time to time, I go through this, something triggers a questioning within me, right? So that happened to me today. And it's actually happened less and less and less. And I feel the need to justify the way I do business less and less and less because, I mean, I just don't really care to be justifying myself anymore. Why? But I do, right? So this is not a good analogy, but it's kind of not like, because I do not want to diminish what others are going through in their life. But it is a similar energy of like, feeling the need to educate people, you know? So people have questions around the way I'm doing things. And I, at times, have found myself falling into this trap of justification rather than ownership. And I guess that's something that I've got to own, right? But that's because I've spent my whole life doing things differently and being reminded constantly that I'm doing things differently and that there's something wrong with that. You can't do things that way. That doesn't work. Oh, aren't you self-sabotaging here? You know, she's got blocks. She's blocked. You know, all this kind of shit. I've copped it all my life. And so I get tired. I get tired of explaining my actions. And I just don't think I'm really available for that anymore. I'm not available for the justification. I'm no longer going to apologize for the way I do things. I'm just going to stay in this place of owning it. Anyway, something happened today that sent me into like a bit of a self-doubt spiral, and I ended up crying because I haven't had a cry like that for a while, actually. Because things have been good, but essentially what happened was I was on a call and this person was asking me about like what's next, you know, what's next for you, you know, what's the plan, what's the plan here, how are you going to grow this, how are you going to do this, what are you going to like, how, and And yeah, and it just triggered something within me where I was like, I'm not available for this thinking, this overthinking about where I'm going. You know, I don't want to plan. I don't want to strategize. I just want to be here. Be here now, be here now, be here now. You know? That's what I want. I'm actually really fucking happy with where my life is right now. I'm here, I'm walking on the fucking beach. I was just actually messaging Cal about our retreat coming up on the 6th of July, and Undercurrent, if you want to check it out, bit.ly/humansresourced. But I was just chatting to her on Messenger, and I looked out my window and there was a whale just like breaching, huge whale breaching, you know, like from my house. I can see that. That's pretty fucking cool. I am working with an incredible bunch of women at the moment. I just got a great contract with a corporate podcasting client for the next few months. I'm speaking at a few events coming up. I'm traveling to the States later this year. Like, good shit is happening. And it's not through planning, and it's not through strategy, and it's not through goal setting. It's through showing up, doing my best work, and trusting. And I'm here to tell you that approach does work. It seems crazy, and sometimes it feels like it's not, and how could it ever? But it's working. And why are we constantly looking for the next thing, right? Like, a lot of the people that come to me to work with me one-on-one are people who have reached a destination and realized, oh yeah, something's still missing, right? Because there is no celebration of the present moment. There is no time that we take to stay in that, fuck yes, my life is good, even when it's hard. Even when it's hard, it's good. And I just want to be here now. Showing up without the scarcity. You know, that whole what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next? How am I going to approach this next quarter? What are my goals for the next whatever? Like, a lot of that is actually based in scarcity. We want security around what's next. I mean, fuck, I get it. My God. But I also know, for me, that place, that's not where I find flow. That's not where the good shit happens. It's actually where I find myself scrambling, trying to make shit happen, trying to live up to expectations, and then falling short of the mark. Because I don't operate in the same way. And I don't think, if you're here listening to this, I don't think you do either. I'm not saying you operate in the same way I do. In the, you know, maybe you are motivated by goals. Maybe you need a fire under your butt to make shit happen. What, like, feeling into what feels good for you, right? Hey, dog. All right, okay. Where is my dog? There. Feeling into like how you're motivated, right? So I was actually recently, like this week, just yesterday, at a workout. I do a boot camp thing for mums here. It's amazing. Anyway, I was at a workout and I just had recognized how when I'm paired with someone and there's this element of competition, it's not motivating for me. It's actually where I will step back. I actually do worse when there's an external pressure for me to excel, right? And maybe that's a block. I don't really fucking care what it is. It just does not feel good for me to be in competition. It never has. Who knows? Maybe it's a fear of failure. Maybe it's a fear of success. I don't fucking know and I don't really care. What I do know is that when I am operating from a space where there is no, you know, external judge for what I'm creating, that is the place where I do my best work. That is a place where I show up and I am, you know, that is a place where I show up and I impact people. It's not in the strategy place. It's not in the goal setting place. It's in the be here now place, right? And I just recognize that if I'm in my own little bubble and I'm blocked out from what is going on around me, then I actually do way better than if I was in competition, you know, or if there was a target that I had to meet. Then there's this pressure. I can't explain it. It's like a pressure that I feel. And it doesn't help with my creative process. It doesn't help me really at all. It doesn't serve me. So, oh, there's a cute little puppy coming up. Hi.
Hello. Hello, little one.
Oh, hi. Hi, big one.
Hello.
Sorry about that interlude. That was the cutest big lab, little lab. There's lots of black labs on the beach today. That was like the third one I've seen. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, like recognizing when you feel in flow, right? Like I feel in flow when I'm just in my own little bubble working directly with whatever the thing is. The universe, God, higher self, the oneness. When I'm in that space, that is where magic happens for me. I don't need to push myself. I can actually pull. You know, I can pull things to me when I'm in that space. Rather than going and exerting all this energy trying to make shit happen, I can actually just chill and allow things to come to me. Where is my dog? Bill! Where did he go? Oh, he's there. And there has been a lot of doubt, which is why occasionally I get triggered, right? Why occasionally I get triggered and pulled back into the stories of how I'm different, of how I need to explain that I don't work that way, you know, like I just am now in a place where I'm ready to own it, like really own it, right? This is the way I do life. This is the way I do business. It's not a push-pull thing for me. It's a, you know, it's just a be here now thing. My life, our lives are going to end one day. And I don't want to die with regrets. I also don't want to die having lived somebody else's life. So I will continue to do things my way. I will stop apologizing for it. And I'll just continue to do what works for me. And continue to encourage you to do what works for you. And if you don't know what that is, then we can figure that out together. So yeah. Have a think about how you're motivated. Have a think about those times where you feel in flow. Have a think about those times where you feel like you feel in the oneness. Do you even feel that? Have you felt that? I think we all have at some times, but we are conditioned to act against our nature. And this is the work that I'm doing right now, bringing myself back into nature, into flow. All right, that's it from me. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.